Ellie, strike or no strike, we got James Bond, No Time to Die, hitting U.S. theaters this weekend, this Friday. We already have $121 million in international box sales. What can you tell us about the new releases coming out?
Oh my gosh, I am so excited for this movie. I feel like I've been waiting forever, but it had a very successful international debut. As you mentioned, $121 million at the international box office over its opening weekend. According to Universal Pictures, British and Irish box office, that led the way with a total of $35 million. And that's the highest opening three-day weekend ever in the UK and Ireland for a Bond film and the biggest release since the start of the pandemic. But are we really surprised here? Daniel Craig, this is his final role as James Bond. I think it's just going to do bonkers when it makes its release this weekend in the US. Now, let's not forget, this film was delayed three times. In fact, it was the first major tentpole to be pushed back amid the onslaught of the pandemic. They've held strong with wanting to keep this a theatrical-only release. And MGM basically said, okay, this is the final time that we can push this film. They spent so much money on new marketing plans, all of the changes that have occurred. But I do think it's going to do well. I think this is as good of time as any. We seem to be on a bit of a downward trend when it comes to those Delta cases. I think people are excited to get back to the theater. The reviews have been pretty good. They said it's worth the wait. I know I'm definitely going to see it. So I do think it's going to have a very strong US debut. Now, one quick thing to note when it comes to those international figures is that this is the first Hollywood film in the pandemic era to debut at over 100 million without being shown in China. China is the world's biggest film market. It's set to open there at the end of October. So overall, this is a very great sign. Again, I think it's going to do very well in the US, and I am very, very pumped to see it. I feel like we've waited forever for this film.
At least you have. I'm pumped for it too. I'll probably watch it. I don't know if I'm going to see it in theaters, but definitely catch it when it streams. Ellie Canal, thank you for joining us here.